We Are the City mit Keep On Dancing bei Flux FM. Am 31. Januar spielt die Band aus Vancouver im Binu. Heute sind sie schon mal in Berlin zum Auftakt. Einfach mal vorbeischauen, wieso eigentlich nicht. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass die drei Herren jetzt hier sind. Welcome to Flux FM. Kane, Andrew and David?
That's right.
That's us.
That's us.
I'm so happy. Welcome to Flux FM again.
Danke. Yeah, yes. Danke schön.
Do you speak German?
Oh, yeah.
Sehr gut.
We all speak a lot of German.
That's great stuff. Which language did you have in school in Vancouver? French, probably.
French. Yeah. David was raised by a German father. So you had some sort of informal education in the German language.
I just hear him swearing a lot. That's all I hear.
But he didn't talk to you in German.
No, unfortunately.
Why didn't
only
he
the
do
swear that? Words?
I don't know.
Tell us all the swear words.
Yeah. I don't know why he didn't talk to me in German. He should have, though.
But you know some swear words. Pull the microphone a little bit more down.
Yeah. I don't want to say them. I just
come on. We're not in America.
You can say them on there.
It depends on. Flüster mal kurz.
Well.
Okay,
but there's something funny that happened. We went to a sauna, and
right.
To a sauna,
and
to the spa.
We were trying to ask if you have to be naked.
That's Canadians don't get naked.
We
very
don't
often
get
in the sauna.
No, so it was.
Moment, you don't get naked in the sauna.
Not no. In Canada, no.
What, you wear your swimming...
That's right, your little shorts.
Okay, if you do this here, people will watch you and like, are you crazy? Yeah.
So yeah. We wanted to be authentic, and David had heard the term nuckidai.
Well, that's what everybody would call me, nuckidai. Like, oh, there's little David nuckidai.
And so David asked the lady at the front desk, do we have to be nuckidai?
And the ladies are just laughing
so hard. And
what's so funny, too, is that we didn't bring towels, so we had to buy towels, and we just said... Whatever is the cheapest. So then they sold us the kids' towels. So the little multicolored
they
kids' towels.
Like mini skirts.
Yeah.
Was that in Berlin?
No, that was in Stuttgart.
In Stuttgart. Ach, ist das süß. Ja, habt ihr mitgekriegt, ne? Die waren in Stuttgart in der Sauna. Und meinen in Kanada, da geht man immer mit Badehose in die Sauna. Die ziehen sich da nicht nackt aus. So prüde seid ihr da. Is that prude? What is the name in English? Is that prude?
That is a word.
Yeah. Prude, yeah.
Yeah. Why? Oh, why? Oh, why?
To be naked?
Yeah.
I think it's just. Well, that's a really good question. Are Germans naked around each other all the time?
No, but
just in the sauna.
Yes, and maybe on the beach in certain parts of the beach.
We have some beaches.
We have
like
some
that.
Beaches like that.
Those
but
beaches
it's
are
for,
awesome.
It's, those are reserved for the people that are especially free thinking.
Uh-huh. But you have one in Vancouver, no? Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't
oh, yeah.
there a?
Yep.
It's called Wreck Beach.
Wreck Beach.
Yeah. How often do you go to Wreck Beach?
Twice
maybe
a week.
Once. No. Maybe once a summer. Mm-hmm. Once a year.
Just to see what it's like.
But some people go there every day.
Of course.
Oh.
What about the temperatures then? When, which is the best part of the year to go to the Wreck Beach?
July and August.
Ja, the normal summertime stuff. Also sie waren in Stuttgart in der Sauna und David wusste nicht genau, hier müssen wir uns hier wirklich ausziehen, haben sie gefragt, weil sie es von zu Hause nicht kennen. Hat er gefragt, müssen wir nuckidai sein? Und die Ladies hinterm Tresen, die haben sich erstmal weggeschmissen. But you knew the word nuckidai from your father.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was like a cute thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was just naked. Yeah. You know, but everyone would say, oh, he's nuckidai.
But that is that
David
kind of
Lyon,
like,
David Lyon, nuckidai.
Yeah, David Lyon, nuckidai.
But that's kind of like a cute word, right? It's like nakey.
Yeah, it's a very cute word.
Thank you.
Die neue Platte von We Are The City heißt übrigens Above Club und die werden sie jetzt ja Ende des Monats vorstellen. Wir hören einen weiteren Song daraus, der ganz toll ist. Der heißt Kiss Me Honey. Was recorded the album in Vancouver as well?
Well, yes, it was recorded in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But it wasn't... Well,
yeah, you know, with the live thing, now you told this great story, which we have to talk about after the song.
Okay.
Yeah, you wanted to make fun of everyone.
No. It's not making fun of
playing a game.
No. You were playing games.
It's you know, the to follow an artist is to experience the artist experience, and so we wanted to give people a performance art.
Geil. Deswegen geben wir euch gleich die We Are The City Experience nach Kiss Me Honey. Dann erzählen wir euch nochmal genau, was sie da für doch höchst interessante Geschichten über die Aufnahmesituation ihres aktuellen Albums verbreitet haben. Kiss Me, Honey. We Are the City aus Vancouver sind bei Flux FM zu Besuch. Sie spielen am 31. Januar im Binu. Heute wollen wir ein bisschen quatschen mit Ihnen und da gab es interessante Sachen zu lesen. Sie haben letztes Jahr im Herbst ja übers Netz verbreitet, hey Leute, ihr könnt uns zuschauen, wie wir unser Album live aufnehmen. Ihr könnt sozusagen hautnah dabei sein und wenn wir dann diese Sachen live eingespielt haben und die im Kasten sind, dann gehen die gleich rüber zur Plattenfirma. Die CD wird gepresst oder wie auch immer. Man wandelt es um und schickt es raus ins Netz. Und nun stellte sich heraus, wie sie selbst erzählt haben, das war gar nicht live. So it wasn't live, really live, what you showed the people there. Tell us.
Well, okay, so we spent a long time filming a room and us doing different things in the room and pretending to sleep. And then we took that footage and we edited it and looped it and added in audio of us actually recording the album. And then we put those video files onto a live broadcast website. And so it was live just based on the video was playing live, but it was previously recorded.
How old was the material when it was aired?
Some of it was, like the audio material was about 8 months old or even a year old, but the video was maybe a month.
Not even. Some was like a day old.
Yeah. Like it was a very intense experience where I had to go home and work on the footage because it needed to be finished and exported by the morning.
In some cases, you would have myself, Kane, and David recording in the room the video for the next day, and you would have Andrew at his house editing for this day's broadcast. He would be editing, and we would be working sometimes only 24 hours or even less, 8 hours in advance.
Yeah. That was even more work than if you did that live.
Oh, yes. That was the joke of it, was that halfway through, we realized we could have just done this, actually done this, and it would have been way easier.
Yeah.
But what came out of it was this 360 hours of this footage and this audio. And so we're releasing that, and it's the longest film ever made in history.
So in one piece, 360 hours were aired that was cut to pieces. Okay, also sie haben 360 Stunden am Stück im Netz ausgestrahlt, eigentlich live, das sollte der Zuschauer glauben, dass man sie beobachten kann, wie sie schlafen, wie sie essen, wie sie Blödsinn machen, wie sie Musik natürlich aufnehmen, wie sie ihr Album fertigstellen, haben das aber im Grunde immer schon im Vorfeld, manche Sachen waren ein Jahr alt, manche nur einen Tag, vorher aufgezeichnet, zum Beispiel haben sie sich ins Bett gelegt und so getan, als würden sie schlafen, haben das dann geloopt und so denkt man natürlich, oh, der schläft schöne 8 Stunden durch. So, how many hours did you give yourself sleep when you looped your sleep? You looped 1 minute and then you looped 8 hours of sleep? Or how can you understand that?
It would be like 10 seconds of us laying in one position and then one of us would move and then 10 seconds of that and then another person would move and then those 10 seconds we would stretch out to about an hour.
But I don't want anyone thinking that we only looped and that's how we got so many hours, because we did many live loops as well, where we would just walk in and out of the room for 30 minutes, you know, in real life, or we would do things like move around everything in the room and that would take 30 minutes, you know, we would make these real live loops that we were as sure as possible to do the same thing every time so that it appeared to be a loop, but it was in fact, we were really performing this. It was, the whole thing is a giant performance, you know? It was 15 days straight of 24 hours a day footage of us performing.
Yeah, but what was the goal? What did you want to tell the people or give them?
The goal is, well, the experience of it was that we wanted to give the viewer or our fans, mostly in Canada and hopefully soon in Germany and the rest of Europe, we wanted to give them an experience of what a band does or what we do, rather than just what most bands do, and that's just record a record and then tour the record. It gets quite boring, and I think some people don't even care. And, you know, I wouldn't care to look at my favorite bands recording their album because it's just what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So this was a really great way of taking viewers on a ride and kind of giving them an experience, you know, going one step, one notch above.
But what were the reactions? Did some people say, wow, man, you must have been crazy? And they thought they bought the whole thing, so to say.
Oh yeah.
They believed you.
I think people in Canada still do believe it because it's great, though. I like that we're kind of like talking about it in different territories. I mean, there was one thing that happened where we hired an actor who is playing our landlord, Serbian landlord, and he came over and trashed the room while we were out.
He was very upset.
He was upset, not in real life. He was an actor. But it was on the stream and people started writing in being like very concerned for us. And we got a lot of emails. And I would say there's three groups of people. Some people, I think, figured out that it was fake and were like, that was so fun. You guys are great. I had a great time. Some people were like, if this is fake, it's too far. And then other people were like, are you okay?
Yeah. But you had, I mean, yeah, you had some people saying it was one of the best experiences they had ever had following a band. You had some people saying, like, I'm never coming to another We Are the City show.
Oh,
like,
really?
I'll never buy yeah. another record. So you had the whole, it was very polarizing.
Yeah.
You know, you either loved it or hated it. And I think that's what we wanted.
Ja, auch der Gesellschaft vielleicht mal ein bisschen den Spiegel vorhalten, denn wenn man oft die Reality-Shows sieht, dann ist sehr viel, man denkt immer so, ach, das ist jetzt alles live, man, nicht bei allem, aber bei vielen Sachen, wo wir vielleicht wirklich denken, das ist jetzt richtig normal gedreht, ist das auch dann alles geskriptet und aus der Konserve. So you're a little bit also making fun of the so-called live reality TV shows that we are seeing every day and thinking, this is live. And
yeah.
No, of course, it is not.
Yeah, that and also how social media is now, like with Instagram, how people will show the best parts of their lives. And then they create this story pretty much, which is, this is my life, but it isn't really real life. Mm. Like the best sunset you ever saw, the best meal you've eaten. When people look at your portfolio of Instagram photos, they think, this person's life is perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's just not that way.
Even so. The way you look on Instagram, you get the filters just right on your phone and the light is so good and you have 20 photos that you choose from. You know, it's
a narrative. It's fiction as well.
Ja. Und wir können uns aber diesen 360 Stunden Marathon angucken bald, denn it will be out as a film on a stick. Or how can we see if we missed the 360 hours? When can we see the film? Or how do we get to it?
Well, we'll be announcing that shortly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have yet to figure out exactly how we're releasing it. It's 250 gigabytes, so it's very big.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out what kind of, you know, a mini small USB stick you could get. And if that's a possibility, or if we have to sell it on hard drives, or what we have to do. But we'll be releasing this news shortly and then doing a limited run so a few people can buy it.
You are crazy. This will be hardcore fans.
Yeah. And I don't even think anybody will watch it, but I think just to have it would be something. Like, I have it.
Yeah, at this point, it is the longest film ever made, but there is a longer film set to come out in 2020 that will be 700 hours.
Not by us.
No, we just really researched the longest films ever. So right now, the longest film before our film is 240 hours. So now ours is 360 hours, the longest ever. And then there will be a 700 hour in 2020. So until 2020.
4 years.
4 years, we will have the longest film ever.
Und dann werden sie vielleicht sogar im Guinness Buch der Rekorde mit dem Film. What about the Guinness Book of Records?
We hope to go that direction.
Yeah.
But just mostly for fun, because I'd love to see myself beside the person who can pop their eyes out.
Yeah. Alles klar. David will natürlich, dass sie gerne drinstehen mit ihrem Filmmarathon von 360 Stunden. Denn dann könnten sie den amtierenden längsten Filmmacher jetzt toppen. Aber David möchte gerne auch neben den Menschen zu sehen sein. Vor allen Dingen, das ist ihm wichtig, die mit hervorstehenden Augen abgebildet werden oder was auch immer da für skurrile Menschen auftreten. Diese Band wird am 31. Januar im Binu spielen. Jetzt wisst ihr schon mal, dass das sehr, sehr nette Typen sind. Und vielleicht habt ihr ja Lust, euch das schon mal zu notieren. Am Ende des Monats dann ein Konzert von einem Trio aus Kanada. Wir hören einen Song, den sie live bei uns mal eingespielt haben vor einiger Zeit. Denn heute war es ein bisschen zu schwer, die ganzen Instrumente mitzubringen. Außerdem wurden die wieder vergessen. They forgot your instruments in, where was it?
In London.
In London. In Heathrow Airport. Mm-hmm. Or what? Oh my God. Very heavy stuff and expensive instruments?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
Expensive to me.
Yeah.
Ja, auf jeden Fall hören wir uns den Song Friends Hurts jetzt an. Ich sag danke an Kane, Andrew und David. Thanks for coming here and hope to see you at the end of the month, perhaps.
Yeah.
Why not?
Come on the 31st.
Come on by.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.